Welcome to Cerro Talk Tech Chat 65 for July 1st. This is Mike Wolof, and joining me tonight is Jerry Chevalier with HumanWare. He's the product manager for the Victor Reader Stream, and it is a holiday up in Canada today, right, Jerry?
It is indeed Canada Day, July 1st.
Well, tonight we're going to talk about using content on the Victor Reader Stream, a particular SAMNet content, how you can transfer items, including the audio, described movies. We have over 2,300 of those, podcasts, some unique content on the SA Mobile Network, known as SAMNet. We got the history of rock and roll. We're going to show you how you can transfer email messages, and they are actually converted to synthetic speech based on the synthesizer that you use. In my case, that being Eloquence. So it is not, that doesn't mean you have full Eloquence on your Victor, but the emails and the user form messages will be read with Victor. We'll also show you how you can transfer NLS books, a service available in the U.S., to your Victor stream as well. Talk about some differences in the Victor units. Find out what's new in the latest Victor Reader stream and Companion 3.2. And we'll talk about the soft pack. A lot of curiosity there. Folks want to know, is it worth it? Does it really make your Audible book sound better? And how cool is it to record in MP3 and WAV formats and play those iTunes files and the very popular EPUB format? Right now, we will
SA Mobile Desktop, SA Mobile.
Switch to the SA Mobile Desktop and
SA Mobile Network Home link.
I'm going to click on the SA Mobile Network Home and just give you kind of a very quick overview of how to transfer content from SAMNet to your Victor Reader stream. And again, if you're not familiar with the technology, it is a network of podcasts, radio stations, recipes, basically divided into entertainment information, about 4,000 radio stations, and just a wealth of content and 2,300 described movies that many folks enjoy. I have my speech patched in. We will eliminate that later.
Entertainment guide link.
Right now, let's go into the entertainment guide.
Entertainment guide. Please choose one of the following 14 links. One, 128K
Music
Networks.
128K
Music
audio Networks. Books, concerts, we have audiobooks, concerts and speeches, and a wealth of content, a lot from archive.org and some other places that specialize in audiobooks.
Described video programming. Link.
Let's go into the described video programming.
Described video program.
And what we have.
Children and young adult. Link.
Our children and young adult
movies,
and regular movies.
Movies. Please choose one of the following 32 links. One, new additions in the past 30 days.
Now we have a variety of categories here. Action, adventure, drama, sci-fi, whatever you're into.
Action, link. New additions in
but
the
let's
past
do
30
the
days,
new additions in the last 30 days.
New additions in the past 30 days. Please choose one of the following 12 links. One, where wild things are.
Okay, so where the wild things are. That's one I've already transferred to the device and we'll show you shortly. But let's look at another one here.
The uninvited link.
The uninvited. Now, what we can do, we could start transferring this, but maybe we want to know a little bit more about the movie. So we can click on this and get a description of what's, you know, what the movie is.
The Uninvited. Rating PG-13. Length 83 minutes. Stars 2. Genre horror. Date 2009. Description: remake of A Tale of Two Sisters, produced by Asian horror remake King Roy Lee. The Uninvited tells the story of a young girl named Anna Emily Browning who was admitted into a mental hospital following the death of her biological mother. Returning home some time later, Anna is shocked to discover that her father, David Strathairn, has recently gotten engaged to Rachel Elizabeth Banks, her mother's former nurse. Anna's suspicions about Rachel are soon confirmed when her mother reaches out from the beyond to deliver a stark warning, prompting the young girl and her sister Ariel Keppel to try and convince their father that Rachel is not who she appears to be.
All right. So
search for a trailer on Jump Into the End.
So we have the search for a trailer. You can actually see the video if you want to see the trailer for the movie.
Play, link.
Or we can do the play.
Open, open.
Now, I can right-click or go into the context menu.
Open a new window. Send to Victor Reader Stream.
And I have an option, because my Victor's connected, that says send to Victor Reader Stream. And that will directly transfer it to the stream. That will take a few minutes, so I'm not going to do that with this title. But immediately below that, or if your Victor's not connected, you'll have this option.
Add to sync list.
Add to sync list. So if I press enter, this will add it to the sync list. And then the next time my Victor stream is connected, it will transfer the movie, download it, and transfer it directly to the Victor Reader stream. Now, how simple is that? That's a very cool technology, so we will go ahead and add it to the sync list.
Access. Add it to the uninvited to your sync list. OK button. SA Mobile Net.
So there you go. We've done that. And it's pretty much the same process in other areas of the network with podcasts. But again, as we talked about, the history of rock and roll, and also email messages and user forms and NLS books, although some of those are done slightly different, and we'll go through and show you how to do those. Now, in SAMNet, the mobile network, we can
SA Mobile Network, new additions.
We can press Escape to get out of a web page, but press Backspace to keep moving up one level.
New additions in the past 30 days. Link.
Or press Escape to get out of that and go back to our desktop, if you will.
Visited.
But,
television programs and documentaries. Link.
So we also have some television programs and documentaries available for you there as well.
Described video program entertainment updates. Link. History of rock and roll. Link.
So here's the history of rock and roll. There's like 60 different files here, and I'm going to demo one later that has a nice collage of all the number ones from 1956 through 1977.
Podcasts,
so we have music sites and podcasts, presets where you can add all your favorite radio stations. We have a wealth of radio sorted by category.
Reading services, audio on demand.
There's reading services, audio on demand. So you can get some of those as well. If there's particular shows that are recorded by cooperating radio reading services, you can get that
sports,
content
link.
As well.
Theater of the Mind.
We've got
link.
Sports and, of course, Theater of the Mind, which is some old-time radio content. That can be brought in as well.
Presets, podcasts, link.
I want to show podcasts because
one of the following 19 links.
This is probably the widest variety of new and current content and a way to stay up on the latest that's going on in any category or area of interest you could possibly have, be it computers or cooking or women's issues or blindness and low vision. There's certainly enough access technology podcasts
podcast
out there.
Tech chat feed for your newspaper. Link.
Oh, like even our own, the Cero Talk podcast and tech chat feed. And the
Cero
newspaper.
Talk podcast and tech chat feed for your newspaper. Please choose one of the following 10 links.
The newspaper is a feature of Samnet that lets you aggregate all of your favorite content. They could be direct to newspaper sites. They could be podcasts. They could be audio and video newscasts from a variety of different networks.
Continue reading. Link.
So, again, it automatically begin reading if I didn't stop it, or you can use the conventional arrows or tab keys to move through.
3 days, 21 minutes ago.
Of course, it tells you when the items were last updated.
TechChat 64, what's new in Microsoft Office 2010, link.
Okay, so you have TechChat 64, what's new in Microsoft Office. This was our TechChat that we
menu
conducted
open.
Last week.
Open a new window, send the Victor Reader stream.
And again, I pressed the context key on the right between the control and the alt key, and we have the send to Victor Reader stream.
Add to sync list.
And the add to sync list.
Send to Victor Reader stream.
So I'm actually going to be brave here and send it to the Victor
menu
Reader
window,
stream.
Status, read only text, collecting information.
And that will take a couple of minutes, and while we're doing that, we'll talk about a couple of things here. I just want to show and remove any doubt in people's minds that, yes, this technology actually does work. But keep in mind that the data transfer rate is about 11 meg per minute. So normally what you want to do if you're going to go through and add a lot of content is add it all to your sync list, then connect your Victor Reader stream and then transfer it all at once. And you can go have dinner or do dishes or watch a TV show or something. And then all the content is there and waiting on you.
Status, read-only text, 39%.
So there we got the status. It's up to 39%. We will actually hear an audible tone to let us know that the transfer is complete. And then we can click the finish button or press space bar on the finish button and close that out. And you'll see where that comes up in your digital talking book area there when we connect the Victor here shortly. Jerry, what do you use Samnet for?
Well, Mike, Samnet is really where I go when I want to be, I guess, entertained or informed. I have sources for books, but Samnet for me is, I really love the movies. That's probably what I spend the most time on Samnet, is downloading movies to my stream. I also very much enjoy to get my favorite podcast feeds and put them up there. And when I go to the podcast section, I can do just as you're doing now. I pick the one I want. I right-click on it. If I want it immediately, I can send it to the Victor Reader stream. Or if I'm gathering a few items, like let's say a couple of podcasts and maybe a movie or a newspaper, then I'll add everything to the sync list. And when I'm done, then I can just take the sync list and download it in one step to the stream.
There you go. As you just heard, it says the transfer is complete. You heard a little sound, and you're on the close button. I'll press space bar.
SA Mobile Network, zero.
And we have added one podcast to our repertoire of materials that are already on the network.
SA Mobile Email link.
Now, another thing we can do is go into our email and transfer our email messages to the network.
SA Mobile Network Home.
Or we can go back into the network. And one of the other popular areas that people do a lot of is called community forums.
Entertainment guide, link. Internet games, the accessible weather information, community forums, link.
And the community forums,
one, my forums,
we have my forums and you have all forums. So if we go into my forums.
My forums, you've joined 12 forums. One, anything SA, no new messages. iPhone users and access, no new messages.
Let's see if I have,
no new messages.
I'm hoping I have something new. I did this a couple hours ago.
Mac chat forum, no new message. Off-color humor, four new messages. Link, Samophile content, one new message.
Well, we don't know what the off-color humor is going to do, but
Skype, no new message. Suggestion box, no new message. System access questions and answers, no new message. Tech chat, no new message. Users forum, no new messages. Windows 7, no new message.
Okay, so the only one we have is the Samnet
box,
content.
No Skype, no new message. Samophile content, one new message. Link.
So
menu opened, open. Open a new save target as. Add target to bookmark.
Well, actually,
closed.
I have
menu
to
open.
Say I did it wrong. Actually, what you do is you.
Samophile content. There is one new message in this forum. One. Read new.
Now, on the read new messages, I will right-click.
Open a new window. Send to Victor Reader Stream.
And I will send this to the Victor Reader Stream, and we'll be able to hear this as well as an option.
Menu close. New window. Status. Read-only text. Collecting information.
So as you see, it's very simple. It's very straightforward. And the only other thing is to show is the NLS. It works slightly different. You basically go in and choose your book, but there you actually click on the download link.
One item was transferred.
There you go. And now my user forum messages are all in sync on the on my Victor. So, again, that leaves us the NLS.
SA Network Community Forum.
And
SA Mobile Desktop 1.
So what we do is...
Open website in the window. Please enter the address of the website you want.
Okay, so what I'm doing is entering the NLS Bard site. NLSBARD.LOC.GOV.
SA Mobile Desktop 1. SA Mobile Network New Window. The Talk and Book Service icon. Talk and Book Service. Bard. Bard application instruction. Email address.
Okay.
Editable text.
Okay, actually, I already entered my username and password. I saved it.
Icon. Bard main page. Heading.
So that, for those who aren't familiar with the Bard reading program,
recently added books, link.
You have the recently added books,
most popular books,
most popular books, which is an area that I frequent, but the recently added is updated every Friday, so people faithfully come back every Friday and see what's new.
Search the collection. Editable text.
And of course, you could search a collection. I like magazines. So that's...
Go button. Browse by author's last names. Go button. Browse by book title. Drop down. Go button. Browse by subject. Drop. Go. Recently added magazine issues. Link.
So let's...
The Talk and Book Service icon.
So we got the recently added magazines there. And again, it's the same process, but let me just show you.
Start over. Link. Download American Heritage April 2010.
Okay, just for grins, we'll click on American Heritage. I've never read that magazine, actually. Generally, I read Consumer Reports and Sound and Vision and... whatever computing magazines they're offering these days.
Download Analog June 2010. Link. You want to browse the magazine? Right.
What it does, it opened.
Download Asimov Science Fiction July. It, System Access. System Access. Do you want to transfer this NLS book to your Victor Reader Stream now? If you answer no, the book will be downloaded to your media library and added to your sync list instead, so you can transfer it to a portable player later. Yes button. Alt Y.
So what you have is yes, meaning download it directly to the Victor Reader Stream, or no, I'm just going to add it to the sync list, and I will get the book at a later time. And that's how that works. So that is the quick overview. It's pretty intuitive, and of course you can try it out all for yourself by getting a 7-day completely fully functioning trial at no cost to you by going to www.satogo.com.
No button. Alt N. Start download. Status. Read only text. Starting.
So what it's actually doing, I click no, that means it won't spend my time transferring to the Victor, but it will go ahead and download it. So that next opportunity I can transfer the book, and it's already there in place. So if you're one that finds it challenging or just likes the convenience of having the content directly transferred to your device, Serotech has got you covered with SamNet. So that's what we're doing there. And with that, I am going to make a transition here and actually connect the Victor Reader Stream and kind of let you hear how these things, how you navigate these different items. And then we'll go into some discussion with Jerry and find out the specifics. Bear with me here, my squeaky chair, while I... Actually, the way you want to do this, if you're not familiar, is you want to... When you connect your USB cable, you generally want to have the Victor off, then turn it on after the cable is connected. Likewise, before disconnecting, I want to press in the power button.
Windows delayed, right failed. Windows was unable to save all the data for the file G. The data has been lost. This error may be caused by a failure.
Okay, well, that was my fault for trying to disconnect the Victor while it was actually doing something. So shame on me. When you're transferring a file, wait until it is finished. I kind of did that on purpose to show you what would happen. So remember, if you started a file, wait until it tells you that the transfer has successfully completed, even if you're not immediately planning to connect that device to your Victor. So hopefully I won't pay the price for that later. I don't think so. But anyway, that's how you can bring in a variety of really cool stuff. And so I find my infamous cable. Here it is. I will... Excuse me. We will now connect the cable to the Victor, and I will turn it on, and it will turn it on, and you can hear very quickly. We'll go through some of the...
Welcome to Victor Reader. Note 3.
Okay, so what we did first is we recorded some notes, and I don't think in fairness that you may get the benefit, but essentially what you can do now with the... Well, we'll come back to the soft pack, but we did some notes in different formats.
Bookshelf. Notes 3. Talking Books. 3. Books. 1.
Consumer Reports, June 2010.
Okay, so that was the book I downloaded a couple hours ago when I pressed the 6 key.
2.
Where Wild Things Are.
Where the Wild Things Are. This is the movie that I previously downloaded. You heard it spoke with eloquence. And what you hear is also the description, and it will go into the movie.
Description: Where the Wild Things Are follows the adventures of a young boy named Max. Max Records, as he enters the world of the Wild Things, a race of strange and enormous creatures who gradually turn the young boy into their kid. Director: Spike Jonze. Now here's Where the Wild Things Are.
The Warner Brothers shield set against a blue sky background has been altered by right, childlike.
Spike Jonze, J-O-N-Z-E.
With two eyes, a mouth, and a pair of horns, a Max has been inserted between A-Time Warner and Company. A head with a mouthful of sharp teeth has been drawn over the logo of Legendary Pictures.
So as you can hear, you can enjoy and get up to 2,300 movies.
Three.
History of Rock and Roll, Hour 52, 10 Greats plus every number one from 1956 through 1977.
So again, this starts in the book because, or in the file, because I was already listening to it. What you have here is a chronological history of all of the number ones from 1956 to 1977. A lot of people like this particular faction of it. One of my faves. Okay.
Bookshelf. Talking books, three.
And?
Other books, three. Books, one.
Arabic forums, anything say.
Okay, so what we have are some forums in here.
Enter the control panel with Windows key and then the letter C.
So what
can
we have.
Me, setting time and email. Hello, if you have a Windows XP machine, select your start menu by pressing the left Windows key arrow up till you hear control panel and press enter. On some computers, you may need to arrow up the settings, press enter and you make your control panel. This is how it was on one of my laptops, which is no longer working presently. Once in the control panel, use your arrow key till you hear date and time and press enter.
Okay, again, it's fast, only because I have my speech going fast and I lower the pitch of eloquence.
Arrow accordingly, you're typing the information needed. If all is well, press enter and your clock should be set. On the Windows 7 machine, do a search for control panel.
So again, I will press 6 if I want to quickly go to the next one.
Just to confuse things, begin by one, type left window key.
Or again, you could just let it read continuously and just sit back and enjoy as it reads through all of your messages.
Bookshelf. Other books. Three. Books. Two.
Arabic forums. Samobile content.
Okay. And let's see if this one is a voice message.
Thomas Maddock, read newspaper.
Thank you, sir. I'll try that in a minute about New Hampshire. Another thing, I figured out a few things last night.
Okay, so there you go. That's a voice message. One of the powerful features of SamNet is the ability to record voice messages. And those messages, along with the text, emails, and user form messages, are transferred to your Victor stream. I want to ask you, Jerry, to, I guess, first explain the differences in the Victor here. You've got the stream, you've got a classic, so there is more than one Victor, right? So kind of, if you could, kind of clarify that for us.
Yeah, thanks, Michael. Great demo bringing all of that technology together and showing the advantage of the one-stop shopping for content on SamNet and then the ability to take it away from your computer and listen to it on the stream. Indeed, the Victor Reader stream is one of a family of players we call the Victor Reader Daisy Player line. So the Victor Reader Classic is a desktop model. It consists of a CD drive. It's a fairly large player. It's more like the NLS free talking book player that everyone gets. And it has a handle on the side to make it easy to carry. It has quite large buttons, widely spaced. It's probably about 7 inches by 9 inches length and width, and maybe an inch and a half inch thick. And it has a CD slot in it because the player was designed to play CDs. It is widely used around the world. And in the United States, NLS has adopted their digital cartridge, so they're not using a CD media format. But Recordings for the Blind, of course, has been using CDs for some years, and they are our biggest customer in the United States for the Victor Reader Classic. Those of you who are RFB&D members may indeed have a Victor Reader Classic to play your RFB&D CDs, and it does a very good job on that. It has a built-in speaker, which is large and loud. It fills a room, and of course, it has headphone outputs as well. If you want to use the player with headphones. It will also play music CDs, and it will play MP3 CDs. And, of course, Daisy CDs from various libraries, RFB&D. Up here in Canada, that is the media distribution used by the CNIB library. In the UK, by the RNIB library. And, indeed, most of the libraries in Europe use CDs to distribute their books and people who are not computer users tend to use the Victor Reader Classic if they only get content on from their library on CDs. We also have the Victor Reader Wave, which is popular, again, with RFB&D. It is a Discman-style handheld CD player. So it's about slightly round in shape, about 6 inches in diameter, and big enough to hold a single CD. It has a clamshell opening, and that's quite popular for playing CDs, Daisy CDs as well. It is a headphone-only player with no built-in speaker. And the successor to the Victor Reader Wave on the portable line of Victor Readers was indeed in 2007 launched as the Victor Reader Stream, which is a memory-based flash player using SD cards, and is actually, although it's the smallest, it's also the most powerful Victor Reader, because it plays not only DAISY formats, but it plays MP3, it plays WAV, Ogg Vorbis. It has a built-in text-to-speech synthesizer, so it can play text files from your computer, as well as announce the file names that you're listening to. So, for example, your music MP3 files, you can browse those and hear that with the text-to-speech, hear all the files and announced, and any folder categorizations that you've used. The text-to-speech will play the text-only DAISY books from Bookshare. So, for example, the Victor Reader Classic and the Victor Reader Wave cannot play Bookshare books because those players do not have a built-in text-to-speech. So, very briefly, that's the three kinds of Victors we currently sell: the Victor Reader Wave, Victor Reader Stream, and the desktop Victor Reader Classic.
What are some commonly asked questions? I brought up the FAQ, so I guess more particularly, I want to know what things trip up people when they first get a Victor and they're trying to get up to speed on transferring content to it.
Well, the FAQ that you're bringing up is specifically to the Victor Reader Stream, and this document has become quite extensive over time. We've got something like 125 Q&As in this document, and they're categorized into about 15 different sections. So we really encourage people to go to this document. It's on the Stream support page under our documentation heading. And it's a really great supplement to the user guide, because so many questions that we get answered are indeed questions that we get asked are indeed answered in this document. And it's HTML categorized by HTML headings at two levels, so you can really step through it quite quickly. Level one is major sections, and you'll see in there very many interesting categories like Audible, Bookshare, bookmarking, bookshelf, battery. We've got a section on NLS. We've got a section on CNIB for our folks here in Canada. We've got a section on Overdrive. People ask about Overdrive books on the Victor Reader Stream. We've got, I mentioned NLS, of course, RFBND, and of course Saratech has a section in there. People ask about recording, different ways to record, about microphones. They say, what's the recording formats, how much bit rate. It's all in the recording section. So literally, there's over 20, 25 pages in this document. It's a kind of a mini knowledge base on the Stream. That's a great supplement to the user guide. And indeed, if you transfer it over to your VR text bookshelf on the Stream, because it's HTML section with HTML headings, you can actually step through the question and answers. Use level one to get from section to section, drop your Victor Stream down to level two, and using the four and six keys, you can back and forth navigate the actual Q's and A's. So a great resource to have right on your Stream. And we encourage you to go back to the website frequently, because we do update that document. In fact, a new version of the FAQ just went up last week. We also distribute the FAQ with the player. So out of the box, you will find the FAQ is on the Stream SD card, and it's also on the CD that comes with the documentation CD that comes with the product. But of course, the most recent version of the FAQ is always on the website. So let's great resource.
Right, great resource. Check it out, folks. I want to know, I put up a link here because you've done some great research. So let's talk about some of your favorite places where you can find not only books but other content to transfer to your Victor Reader Stream.
Well, I being a Canadian, I guess I probably have a 50-50. When it comes to books, I probably spend 50% of my time downloading CNIB digital DAISY books. I also get the DAISY CDs from CNIB in the mail. I have a standing order for one a week that I've selected in my profile, my list of titles, and those come out once a week. But that's kind of a random receipt. I'm not sure which one they're going to send me next. So I also go into their repository and download specific titles that I might want to get right away. And the other thing I do is probably spend more money than I should at audible.com, especially now that we've got the new enhanced format. I've always been an Audible member since in 2000, 2001. And the Victor Reader Stream, we really did a lot of work to make this a very robust Audible book player. So I really enjoy my Audible books. For entertainment, I do admit I spend money at Saratech. It's a great service. When Saratech and Humanware got together in early 2008 to talk about bringing the SamNet content onto the stream, I just enjoyed the testing so much that I immediately signed up as a customer and been going there ever since for primarily movies, but also podcasts and some other content. So Michael showed you that that great resource. I wish I was an American because the NLS content is just absolutely incredible. They've done a great job with the Bard website, and you have an immense resource there, which just works so very well to find and download content, and it plays very well on the stream. So other places I go, I've got a lot of sources for podcasts because I like to listen to other people's opinions about technology. I do public affairs podcasts from CBC, the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation, sometimes BBC, entertainment podcasts, as I mentioned, technology podcasts. So I probably spend a lot of time on the internet. And my preferred way to listen to things is never on the computer anymore. I just download all these podcasts, and once a day or every couple of days, I dump them all to my stream so that they're always with me wherever I go, the stream goes. So when I have a few minutes, doctor's office, the bus, taxi, wherever, I can plug in the stream and catch up on some of these podcasts. That's basically how my day-to-day activity goes, using computers, the internet, and the Victor Stream.
Okay, well, it's there's a lot of resources there, so by all means, check those out. I guess it's time to get to kind of what's new, the latest Stream 3.2, both the software or firmware update, I guess you call it, as well as the new companion. Let's talk about what you've brought to the table with the latest release.
Okay, Michael, it's the Stream 3.2, first off, is our fifth free release for the stream. And this one is a minor upgrade. It's not a major. It's tweaking some things and providing some new voices, some new languages in Europe. We're very proud to say we've added the Flemish version of the Dutch language for our friends in Belgium. We now have Brazilian Portuguese available on the stream. And indeed, on this version 3.2, we've been able to provide a Russian text-to-speech voice on the stream, and a Russian stream with menus and prompts in Russian. So coming around the globe from New Zealand and Australia, now into Brazil, Portugal, of course, North America, and then over to the UK and Europe, and as far east as Moscow, we now have the stream literally being enjoyed by blind and low vision people around the world. So 3.2 really gave us the opportunity to bring in those extra languages. We did a few tweaks on 3.2 just to make the user interface a little better in some respects. For example, on the Talking Books bookshelf, the number 5 key, which is the where am I in the book announcement, it now includes a percentage. We did that on the other bookshelves, but it was so popular that people said, how come you left out the Daisy Talking Book bookshelf? So we added that feature in there, as well as the ability to navigate the subfolders on the Talking Books bookshelf. So I really like it myself, the number 5 where am I key, listening to a Daisy book. This little tweak is minor but useful, because when you press it right away, you hear 50% or 63%, so you know approximately how far into the book you've read. A really handy feature. Another piece of architecture added to version 3.2 is the ability for us to provide some optional software features that people wanted, which we have built into an optional software suite called the Victor Soft Pack. That's SoftPack. And we have some release notes and extensive description of what the Soft Pack is all about. It's an optional software package to purchase. $49, which you can purchase online from Humanware. And you, as I mentioned, need to have the free version 3.2 installed on your stream. If you've done that and you purchased the $49 soft pack, then the result of your purchase will be that we email you a little activation file. And this file is attached to the email that we send you. It's a KXO file, so it's the same type of file that you received when you activated your stream for NLS Talking Book Service. And this KXO, when you place it on the SD card, will activate your stream to utilize the new features of the soft pack. And we're happy to report a few things in there. Do you want to go through those, Michael, one by one, or just have me list them off?
Okay, well, let me ask you, and then you can cover anything that I've forgotten. Probably one of the biggest ones, I know a lot of folks bought it, myself included, was the ability in Audible to play the enhanced Audible, the .AAX. And what we're going to do on Monday's podcast, we're going to do all about books and the latest reading technologies that we're going to play, because that's a little higher fidelity than the Tech Chat. And we can also show that those would even be stereo books. So that's Audible. We're very excited about that. I will actually play one of each so you can get an idea of the difference of the fidelity. Another big feature is recording in now in MP3 and .wav formats, or WAV as some people call it. So you have the default, what is it, MMR format, and I think you hit 7, like the 7 key 4 times, then you hit 6 and you toggle through the default format and MP3 and WAV. Another cool feature that I like is support for iTunes, or particularly what I guess you call the MP4 format. Usually the files have the extension of M4A codec for you geek types, AAC+, basically the stuff, the music you would download from iTunes. So if you purchased a lot of music from iTunes and want to bring that in, and you can do so, and we'll play some songs and let you kind of hear the audio enhancements there. Another big one, the reasons that I acquired it, and right now the Victor is the only portable blindness-specific device that I'm aware of, unless some announcements are made at the upcoming conventions, but is your support now for the EPUB format. I want you to talk about that, because I know there's three different main sources, but EPUB is definitely becoming the de facto technology for new electronic books. And I thought, well, geez, could this put DAISY out of business? But as you pointed out, it was actually the DAISY Consortium, I had a hard time saying that word, was actually involved in it, and it is a form of DAISY. So talk about EPUB.
Yes, EPUB is, in fact, endorsed by DAISY and is technically a subset of the DAISY standard, and it indeed can support navigation. It depends on what level of navigation the EPUB book producer decides to put into the book. But it is possible with EPUB to have page and section navigation, chapter navigation. So you can get essentially a DAISY book navigation with an EPUB book. It's also packaged as a single file. EPUB is, when you download an EPUB book from the internet, you will get a single file that ends in .EPUB, that's E-P-U-B, as in electronic publishing, .EPUB. And so it's very easy to manage compared to a DAISY book, which is typically downloaded as a zip file, because a DAISY book is a structure of many files, and you have to unzip those into a single folder to contain all the files for a book. So with DAISY, you end up with a single folder defining a book, whereas in EPUB, it's just the single EPUB file that defines the book. So much easier to download, and then you have a single file to transfer over to your stream. You don't have to worry about unzipping it and putting them into separate folders. So it is a text-only format. It's not recorded audio, so it's like a Bookshare book, if you like. It will play with the text-to-speech voice on the stream, and it does go into the Talking Books bookshelf, because it's so close to DAISY that's the bookshelf where we manage it. So a great format. I will emphasize, I don't want to mislead anybody about what EPUB is in terms of commercial e-books, because you may have heard of EPUB in the commercial e-book arena, and indeed many e-book publishers commercially are using EPUB. However, these are what we call protected EPUB books, because those publishers layer on a level of DRM, digital rights management, to their books, and we're not playing the protected EPUB books with the Victor Stream soft pack. We are playing the unprotected open EPUB books, most of which are public domain. And on the release notes, we've given you some sites where you'll find a lot of them, such as the New Internet Archive and Gutenberg is now producing the EPUB format, and Google as well on their Google Books site. So you can go to any of those sources and literally find a million or more EPUB books, mostly public domain. Those are unprotected. And you can download those files straight to your stream with the softpack and play them straight away.
So that's exciting stuff, EPUB. Now, some of them could have audio, right? They just haven't done that yet, or I haven't seen any of them. But I think it also supports the enhancement of audio if they wanted to do that, right?
I'm not aware that it does, no.
Okay, well, I could be wrong. We'll research that. Now, the other thing, the only thing I can think of that we didn't mention was you added support for the DocX format. Now, these would be Word documents created in Office 2007 and 2010. And because there was some question about it, no, you don't need the companion. You can directly copy these files to your Victor. So you might mention where you put those and about why you would use the Victor companion to actually convert the doc. I always get this backwards, but you convert a doc to a format, HTML, I think, and then PDF to TXT. So talk about reading Word documents and so forth. PDFs.
Okay, thanks, Michael, for reminding me. I forgot about the new Companion 3.2, so that's a good segue into that. So just finishing off in the soft pack, it is five features we have in there. So the fifth one is indeed to natively play DocX documents from Word 2007 and now 2010 Word as well. And I forgot to mute the phone in my office here before doing this podcast.
Hey, it happens all of us. My phone has rang many a time during the live event.
Okay, we killed that. Thank you. So the DocX format from Word 2007 and 2010 will play now on the stream with the softpack, and you can transfer those documents straight across. DocX has an XML base to it. Microsoft has done a great job with DocX in terms of their old native DOC format. It's much more efficient based on XML, and we can do a great job playing that on the stream, including the heading navigation if your document has structured headings in it. In terms of the legacy DOC, what we've done is that format is not great on a portable player like the stream because there's a tremendous amount of overhead and built into Microsoft Office that gets carried along with DOC. So we've always recommended that you use the Word Save As dialog in Microsoft Word and save your DOC document as an HTML from the drop-down list in the Save As dialog. You have if you tab away from the Save As file name, the next item is a drop-down list of Save As formats, and one of them is filtered HTML, which is the one that works best on the stream. Some people get a little frustrated doing that or figuring that out. So what we've done on version 3.2 of the HumanWare Companion program is we've allowed it now to recognize DOC documents. If you point your companion to a DOC document source on your PC, it will find that document, bring it up in the PC list. You can put a check mark beside it and press the Enter key, and the companion will transfer that DOC to your stream in the VR text folder. And while it's transferring, it will do the work of converting to the filtered HTML for you. So you'll get the appropriate HTML document on your stream. If it was called Saratech.doc, it will be called Saratech.html on the stream after you've done the transfer. And if you have structured headings in that document, again, the HTML will preserve those headings, and you'll be able to navigate them on the stream. The other thing we've done on Companion 3.2 is we've had a lot of requests for PDF, a very complex format. And again, we know that even on a PC, it sometimes takes a while to open a PDF document because of a lot of overhead that's carried within those complex document formats. So it's really, I think, very helpful now with Companion 3.2 that we give you access to those documents on the stream by letting you transfer them. And during the transfer, we do a conversion to TXT. So what you end up with on the stream is just the extracted raw text out of the document. Of course, if there's any images or graphics in the original PDF, those will be dropped during the translation. The stream is an audio-only player, so we translate the document to FLAT.txt and give you just the text, and that ends up on your VR text bookshelf on the stream. So those are two great features. Those are free. You don't need a soft pack to take advantage of the PDF text conversion or the DOC HTML conversion that we're now giving you in the Companion 3.2 software.
Well, good deal. Ready to take some questions? Let's go ahead and enable questions. We have quite a crowd this evening, so we're glad to see that. We always like questions, so I'll give folks a few seconds to post their questions if they've never used this client technology before. So I guess this thing's selling pretty well for you. It's kind of about 50-50.
Yeah,
a lot of people
doing
I know
really well. We're quite pleased with it. There's a lot of activity, especially in the first few weeks, and it's been steady. And I think people are really enjoying those features, and we're happy that they're optional because they're we're able to give it to those people who need it and not burden the people who don't need those features.
Definitely. So just go up there to the top of the screen, and there's a form there. You can add a text question, and an edit box comes up. You can type your question. It'll come to me, and we'll pass them through, and Jerry can answer them, and we'll get you set up there. While folks are doing that, we invite you to join us for this Monday's podcast on the 5th. We welcome Serotech's newest addition to our staff, Mr. Joe Steinkamp. I'm excited to be working with him. I look forward to some heated debates during the podcast. He'll be putting in his 2 cents on the Serotalk.com podcast, doing some tech chats as well as other training materials. And he's even going to be giving us, I think, a report or two from the NFB. So we'll find out if anything's announced at the convention, if they're ready to talk about Blio or what's going on there. Okay, let's see our first question coming in here tonight. Brenda wants to know, what is the price after the free trial? Well, I'm going to close that out, and I need to get some of the items out of the way here. But basically, we have different prices, Brenda. It starts as low as $9.95 a month, but if you have the means, you can have all services for $39.95, and then after 2 years, you actually own outright the system access screen reader. So that's kind of a cool feature. We have a 4-year plan for persons who reside in the United States to get everything for $24.95. That's a little more committal, so you want to make sure that you're willing to do that. That gets you all services, system access, and SAMnet. Of course, you can buy SAMnet out, or you can buy system access, the screen reader, outright. And $399 for 2 licenses, or for $499 you get SA Mobile, which gives you a 3rd license on the U3 drive. So you can take a portable USB stick and put that into any Windows-based computer and have speech on it. So a lot of people opt for that. SAMnet itself is either $9.95 a month, or if you want the remote access capabilities, it's $14.95 a month, and you can remote into someone else's computer to help them or train them, or vice versa. If you trust them, they can come in and help work on your computer, or you can get a little discount by purchasing a whole 1 year at a time for $129, which breaks it down to about $10.75 per month. Okay. Sharon asks if the Stream Softpack makes it easier to back up your SD files. Talk about that, Jerry.
Well, actually, not so much the Softpack, but the new Companion 3.2 on the Tools menu, we've added a backup and restore of the SD card to help out those folks who may want to duplicate their SD card onto another one, or perhaps you're having some trouble with your SD card, you want to reformat it. So this is a quick way to click on this backup icon. It will move all of the files and folders from your SD card into a subfolder on your PC. There's a default for that, or you can pick your own folder. And then when you're all done and you've got your new SD card ready to go, you can go back to the Companion Tools menu and pick Restore and bring all those files back on to the new SD card. And you can do that either with the stream plugged to the computer using the cable, or if you have a card reader, SD card reader on your computer, you just pop the card into your stream card into the SD reader and use the backup and restore on the Companion. So Yes, we did add that. It has nothing to do with the soft pack. It's part of the free Companion 3.2. So if you want some help backing up and restore files, by all means, go to the Companion support page, or go to the Stream support page and find the download of the Companion 3.2.
Okay, let's see what our next question is here. We got them. I'm from Germany. I want to know if there's a greater support and distribution for German as there is, or than there is at the moment. I thought you had pretty good German support, but talk about that.
Yeah, we do have a version of the Stream for Germany and have had that for some time. By distribution, I'm not sure if you mean more DAISY books from the libraries in Germany. So I would refer you back to the DAISY user group that's in Germany, or to your local library, or even to our support people in the UK who might be able to help you find content. On the Stream resource page, we do have a section of the resource guide that we've built for the Internet. We have a German section in there, so there's some sources that we've received from our friends in the DAISY user group over in Germany. So if you're looking for content in Germany, please check out the Humanware website. Michael brought up the page where we call Where to Find Content for Your Stream. Check out that link on the Humanware stream page, and there is a section in there for German users.
Very good. Let's see what our next question is. Okay, Connie's asking, well, you would transfer, I guess I should read it here for those listening on the phone here, from Connie, I had my Bard in notebooks. Do I need to move to the download directory? And use SA Mobile or SA to Go. You have to have a SAMNet subscription. So SA Mobile, as you're calling it, the kind of former name, we're calling it SAMNet, which means System Access Mobile Network. So you do have to have that service to take advantage of transferring the materials. So we will put if your materials are already on the Victor, you are set to go. And of course you can manually copy them the old fashioned way. If you're used to, you know, like me, you want to put your talking books in the VRDTB folder or your podcast in the VR podcast or your Audible. Of course, Audible does that itself, right? When it talks to the player. So of course your texts and everything else. So, you know, SAMNet will bring in the new content that's available through SAMNet, but that is not a feature of SA to Go. That is something that, you will actually be a paid member for SAMNet to have the capability for that feature. Let's see. Next question is Franklin Johnson. Okay. Jerry, would you mention the conversion of notes to MP3 format? Well, you can record new ones in MP3. I don't know if he's talking about existing notes that were done in the MMR before the soft pack, or you might talk about the conversion process if someone has notes or what have you, how they bring them in to something else.
Correct. Up until the soft pack, there was only one recording format offered on the Stream for the voice notes, and that was in AMR Wideband Plus. It's a mouthful, but it's actually the audio codec that's used by NLS for their talking books. A very efficient codec in terms of high voice quality for little storage space. That's why we adopted it on the Stream in the first place, and it serves the purpose very well. The downside of AMR Wideband Plus is that there's no software on the PC that plays this particular codec. And so what we did with the early version of the Companion software is we provided a conversion in that software to take your voice notes in AMR Wideband Plus, and the file extension for those recorded files is 3GP, so people call them 3GP files. The Companion will take the 3GP file and convert it to a WAV or WAVE, W-A-V file on your PC, and this is a wide open, uncompressed format on the PC, which any media player can understand, so that gives you access on your PC. And that conversion remains in the Companion. We haven't taken it away. However, for people that purchase a soft pack, we do have now the ability to choose two alternate recording formats right on the Stream. That's 96K MP3 or WAV, W-A-V. And in this way, you can the original recording, depending when in the configuration menu number 7, you'd tell the Stream which recording format you want to use for your recordings, MP3, WAV, or the existing 3GP. And once you make that selection, then from that point on, those files will be created when you record in those formats. And if it's MP3 or WAV, you don't need the companion to convert those. You can transfer those files directly to your PC because your media player will understand those, Windows Media Player or Winamp or virtually any other kind of audio software on the PC understands MP3 or WAV. So the original stream still exists with 3GP. That won't go away. We will continue to keep the conversion of 3GP to WAV in the companion. Or if you purchase the soft pack, you will have the opportunity to do your recordings directly in MP3 or WAV.
Okay, so I guess the companion cannot directly convert to MP3, I'm guessing, for licensing reasons, because you have to pay Fraunhofer or someone to go directly. So you go to Wave, and then you need to use a tool of your own to convert it to MP3. Is that correct?
That's correct, yes.
Okay. David here asks a question. I know the soft pack is attached to the serial number for your stream. If I should have to replace my stream for some reason, will I have to buy a new copy of the soft pack?
No. If we do our job properly in HumanWare, we will... we should take care of that when we send you the replacement unit and put a new soft pack on there for you. If for some reason you get a replacement from a dealer or somewhere else, then you would be entitled to a soft pack free of charge to cover the new unit. We do keep a record of every user and every serial number, so we can verify if you've purchased the soft pack already.
So likewise, you would not, you know, if he sold it for some reason and say wanted a new, say you came out with new hardware and wanted to transfer, you would not do that. But right, so if they're going to replace the stream, they're going to replace your soft pack key as well. So that is good to know. Let's see here what else we have here. And do you plan to give the stream additional German TTS like a male voice?
At this point, there's no plans for an additional German voice, no. What we're working on now is Chinese and Japanese. We've got an interest in Asia for the stream, and those are the projects that are coming down the pipe, and no official announcement yet, but we're moving into testing for Asian languages.
Okay, Kenny asks if there's any plans to add Eloquence as a text-to-speech engine to the Victor.
Eloquence is a very good TTS. It's not planned for the stream. It's a different architecture than what we adopted with the Nuance Vocalizer, and so at this time, there is no plans to change that architecture. So Eloquence won't plug in as would other vocalizer languages or voices. So we're sticking at this time with the vocalizer.
Okay, let's see. Can HumanWare include legal links, of course, to sources other than iTunes? I don't know how much music resources you include in that. I mean, there's a lot of music out there, and of course, it depends on where you're located. I mean, if you're in the States, you know, a lot of places that support, you got Amazon, so you can buy the 256K MP3s and transfer them to the device. You have, obviously, now with the soft pack, if you buy music from iTunes, at least music, and I don't think the books and some of the other content works, right? But the music, the M4A files, can be transferred directly, so... I don't know if you're mentioning any other sources specifically, but...
Yes, there are many sources for music on the section on the website, where to find content for your stream. If you go to that link, we do mention a one- or two-line little blurb on each site as to what kind of content you can find, and we'll tell you whether it's books, music, or podcast, or a mixture. So there's something like 100 different sources for content on that document. So it's a good one to peruse and just copy and paste the shortcuts that are interesting to you, or the links rather, into your own browser and go ahead and enjoy those, experiment with them, download the content. And where possible, I think we tell you whether it's free or it's commercial purchase content that you're going to get from that site.
Okay, we had another German question, so I guess maybe you should just give him the resource. Who should he contact? I mean, he's asking another question about more distribution stream add-ons like the soft pack.
The stream soft pack should be available from the German dealer where you got your stream. I would encourage you to contact them. If you're not sure who that is, contact our European sales office by email or phone. in the UK. And, oh gosh, can I remember the email? I believe it's EU for Europe, eu.sales@humanware.com.
Lisa asks a question that I can answer. Does Victor read ogfiles.ogg? And yes, it do. And I have a lot of OGG files. In fact, I was in a crazy mood and recorded all of the XM when they did the It series, when they played the history of music, every song that broke the top 40 chart from 1940 through 2008 or whatever it was at the time. And those are in OGG format, and it plays those just fine. Yes, it do. Let's see.
And indeed, is not the case that the downloaded Saratek movies are all OGG warps?
Yeah, we have protected OGG files. Okay, someone asked, what web browser does SamNet use? Is it Internet Explorer, Firefox, or some other browser? It is our own browser. It is based on the Internet Explorer technology. However, we are, as Mike Cavus talked about, looking to port and get into other devices, be it iPhone or Android. So in that process, we are looking at, building a new browser that is cross-platform. So it is a variant of IE, but you do have to use this browser to download the books from the NLS and listen to the content from SamNet. That's how we can protect it to keep everything all legal. Let's see here. Okay. When will there be a Macintosh version of the Companion? Is that something you guys are looking at? And I know you, some of your enhancements, like you said, the conversion to MP3 and some of the other decisions were based on the increasing number of Macintosh users.
Yes, indeed. So that's a big help, we think, to our friends in the Mac world. Mac's becoming more and more accessible as time goes on. Apple doing such a great job. That was another incentive another big request coming from our users to be able to record in the stream in a native format like MP3 or WAV, because we didn't have a companion that could convert the 3GP onto the Mac. There's still no current plans to produce a companion in the Mac for Mac OS X. It's something that's on the horizon, I guess, but there's no specific roadmap or date that I can give you on that.
Sounds fair enough. We're right at the one-hour mark. Did you want to take a couple more questions? Or I know you're getting ready for your big three-day weekend there.
Yes, Canada Day winding up here, but we're going to have a three-day weekend, as many of our, I think you and many American friends will be going to a Monday holiday for Independence Day, so it's a great time in the beginning of July for both our great countries, Canada Day, July 1, and Independence Day, July 4. So always a great summer weekend for barbecues and fireworks and parties.
So you want to wrap it up, or you want to take a couple more questions? Or
I can take a couple more calls. I didn't plan anything else tonight. So
okay, very good. Well, we'll take a few here, folks. So we would ask, if you've already asked one, to refrain and let one of the many others who have the question. Someone asks, do Humanware plan a radio add-on for the stream? I mean, an option for those so they can listen to FM. I don't think the hardware would support that, would it? I mean, that's...
No, that would be not something we can tweak in software, that's for sure. That would be a new player. That would be a different piece of hardware. So,
and that's one way that your device is different. I mean, others seem to be based on some kind of modded cell phone where that radio is just a chip, part of the device. But the Victor's not in that class of products, is it?
No, the Victor Electronics is designed by our engineering team. And they make a custom design, which we manufacture, and the electronics is specific to the functionality that we want to build into the player. And it's Linux-based rather than Windows-based, so that gives us a player with very low power requirements, low memory requirements, less expensive to build and keep the cost down, more responsive, we think, Linux than Windows. And so we've always, on the Victor line, based on custom design hardware and Linux software.
We have a question you're asking about Arabic support. Is that something you're looking at as well?
Arabic is on the horizon. Again, no date, but it's there are requests coming from our Europe division to support Arabic, and it is one that could happen someday, but I can't promise when.
Oh, fair enough. Let's see what else we've got here. I had a hard drive crash on my Windows, but did not keep the NLS key. Okay, so I'm not sure quite what they're asking. Well, first off, if it's already on the Victor, you should be good to go. It's not stored on the card itself.
No, and as a matter of fact, it only lives on the card long enough to be, shall we say, ingested by the player. As soon as the KXO, the key is really contained inside the KXO. So the KXO is just a container file. Once when the player recognizes the KXO file, it extracts the key, and that's stored permanently inside the player's internal memory. So even though you had a hard crash in your PC, it's not going to cause your stream to die.
So, right, it's not on the card, so...
It's not on the card and never has to go on the card again unless you were to do a factory reset and wipe the entire memory of your internal stream memory clean. There's no reason to be concerned about having to get that key back.
Which at that point you'd have to contact HumanWare? Would they have to go through their library or what?
No, they could reapply through the library, but if they've already been authorized by HumanWare, we do know who you are and we've kept track of your serial number, so our tech support people could actually reissue the key. But I emphasize that in this questioner's particular case, his stream is not in trouble, only his hard drive on the PC. I guess if you're going to lose anything, maybe you'd rather lose your PC drive than lose your stream and NLS book playing ability. But I hate to sound sarcastic, but it's devastating to lose a PC drive. But in this case, your hard drive problems are not going to affect your stream.
Okay, so kind of ask if there's – so this means there's no need for a card reader to download an NLS book.
No, and there's no need to keep that KXO file on your card.
Well, I think she's talking about NLS, right? So this is a different question. So I think she's asking about, obviously you need a card in the device itself. It has no built-in memory for storage, but right, you don't need the card reader. You can either have the card in the Victor or I know some people use a card reader, right? And you can transfer certain data directly to that card, which happens much faster, and then insert that card into the stream.
Yes, exactly. You've answered perfectly. People at most computers nowadays, the newer ones, have the card reader slot built into them. So people just find it much easier to pop the card out of the stream, pop it into the computer, and they don't have to fiddle with connecting the cable and disconnecting it. And the transfer is faster, too, if it's directly to a card on the PC rather than through the USB cable.
Right. So, Samnet, we need to see the device for the authorization. So we don't have that on the card. So that is the one factor there, because there's no way to protect the cards, I guess, from distribution or what have you. But let's see here. Up to what gig size card will the Victor handle? 32, right? Or does it do 64?
No, 32 is the full extent of the so-called SDHC, that's Secure Digital High Capacity. That type of technology goes up to 32 gigs, and that's what the stream supports.
Yeah, and you have to be careful because sometimes even when you buy a card that large, I think I bought a 16 and my card reader would no longer read it. So sometimes there's limitations on the physical card readers if you're using an external, you know, USB type device. But 32 is the answer to your question. Let's see here. Oh, in SA, is a Braille display supported? We do support a variety of specific, in other words, HID compliant displays, many of which from HumanWare. All right. Do you use a Braille display when you traverse SAMNET?
No, I don't.
Okay. Right, you don't. But
because it's not a good thing to do. It's because I'm not a great Braille user. I'm one of these low vision guys that learned Braille late in life, and I've always been a large print user up till a few years ago. So, I'm practicing Braille, and that would be a great addition to accessing any online content is to use a Braille display along with a screen reader.
Yeah, I think we're at about 7 now, so you can get the specific list, but these are newer, what we call HID compliant, meaning that we've built ours on the philosophy that we want to make sure you plug in that Braille display and it works with the computer. You don't need proprietary signed drivers that cause headaches and mess up the visual display and crash computers and things of that sort. So we have about 7 displays. I don't have the list here right in front of me, but you can call our tech support and we'll give you that list of questions. And of course, it is on our site, which is Cerotech, CeroTech.com. I have the old key, but not the new key. I don't know what that means, actually. I have no idea. I don't know how any of us could answer that question. I have the old key, not the new one.
No, I'm sorry.
Sorry,
Etsy.
You have to be a little more specific on that. Okay, let's see here. Are there, well, you know, you're asking about, again, as we've mentioned, you know, about cooperation. That's something you have to work out with the German government. I mean, he's asking about cooperation between Humanware and the libraries. The Humanware just makes a device, no different than BookSense or any other device out there. I mean, you know, you're going to have to work with your libraries and find out, A, what materials they produce and what technologies they allow them to communicate with them. You know, it's no different than in the USA. We have a proprietary player, and it pretty much only plays NLS books, other than if you know how to make an Audio Plus podcast directory, you can play MP3 Wave, and I think even the AMR files. So I guess you could copy your Victor notes over to that and play it, I suppose. They did that. But so again, I don't know how many more questions we can ask on the German front. And again, I would ask, because we're going over, to limit it, our questions to those who have not asked, because we are going to have to end shortly. Can we only use Audible's enhanced format if we have the soft pack?
Yes, that's true. You can use the format for Audible books with the standard stream, and if you have the soft pack, then both format 4 and enhanced are available to you.
Okay. Well, there's our pricing list. I see no more questions, so with that, I am going to disable questions, and I'll give you a chance, Jerry, for any final comments that you may have.
Just to remind people to visit the Humanware website. Everything we've talked about tonight is available to you on the website, as, of course, is the SAMNET information at serotech.com. And a couple of quick links for Humanware. Humanware.com/stream will take you to the main stream page, and from there you can connect to software downloads, documentation, to the soft pack, to demos, reviews, to the resource list that we talked about. It's all there at humanware.com/stream. And our 1-800 number to contact for customer support or sales, 1-800-722-3393, and then follow the user prompts.
Okay, Jerry, we thank you for joining us tonight, and we hope you've enjoyed this tech chat and it has answered your questions. Join us this Monday, July 5th. We will actually play some audio samples so you can kind of hear the difference in the Audible books and the iTunes versus regular MP3 files, and just a whole bunch of cool stuff we'll be doing for you. So until we meet again, stay connected and stay directed. This concludes another Serotalk Tech Chat, powered by Accessible Event, a product of Serotech Corporation, giving the blind, deaf, and deafblind full access to classes, meetings, and webinars using Microsoft Word documents, Excel spreadsheets, PowerPoint slides, and web pages. 508 compliance is just one click away at www.accessibleevent.com. Until we meet again, stay connected and stay directed.